What's going on, y'all? Yeah, I know it's been a long time, but your boy is back. Another episode for that ass, man. So, anyways, this is an early episode. It's 7:02 in the morning, and I got a lot on my mind about the fight. We all been waiting for Mikey Garcia versus Errol Spence Jr. Shit, the shit went down. I expected fireworks. I don't feel like Errol let me down. If everybody knew from the get-go, that I was going for Errol. I made that clear. I said that Errol was the bigger man. He's naturally a 147 pounder. Errol walk around weight is more than 170. They said he could be like a light middle heavyweight or something for real, because he'd be walking around like 180, 165, 170, 180, somewhere in there. But when it's fight time, he come down to 140. Now, I wasn't too sure about what Errol was going to do, because a lot of people counting him out. And for Mikey to take a fight like that, it made me feel like he knows something or sees something in Errol that we don't see. Because, yeah, Mikey is riding this wave of success right now, far as like just defeating champions. I mean, he didn't defeat the last four or five opponents that he didn't win against, then all been champions. And he has defeated all of them and took their title. He unified the division with Robert Easter Jr.'s title. And then he took a leap of faith and tried to jump up from 135 to 147. Not many have done that. It has been done, but not many have succeeded. So from that moment, I knew Mikey Garcia had bit off more than he can chew. I told people, I said, listen, Errol is Mikey's hardest fight. Mikey is not Errol's hardest fight. It may look like that on paper because both of them are champions, but when you really break it down and take into the fact that Errol is a natural 147 welterweight, he's used to taking punches from welterweights, people that hit hard, heavy punchers. Mikey, he used to getting hit from 130, 135 pounders, maybe 140. But Mikey did his thing. I felt like from the gate, he should have pressed the issue. I think he waited too long to fail Errol out. He should have just went for the gusto from the gate. I mean, his defense was on point. Errol's defense was on point. I mean, I think both fighters really gave good effort the whole fight. They both studied each other like masters. You know, with the defense both of them possessed, it was hard to really get in. But I think throughout the fight, maybe about the 6th or 7th round, Errol started to advance and move forward. Because I remember thinking to myself in the earlier rounds, like, man, this is not Errol. Errol usually come forward and he's letting Mikey back him up. But he wanted to show the whole world that he can box too and not always got to come forward and just dominate a fighter. He can do that too, but he also has other skills, and that was the one thing that Errol wanted to bring out so everybody could see that this fight, because he felt like in the other fights nobody really got to see, you know, his skills, and he felt like Mikey was going to bring it out. So they came with a different game plan, and it worked. I thought it was still a great fight. Mikey Garcia's brother, Robert Garcia, advised him not to take the fight. He said it's too risky. Earl, he the truth. And they call him the truth for a reason. The first time I seen this man fight, I knew he was the truth. And I don't give that title to people or throw that word around lightly. The truth means you something special. Not ordinary. Not just good. You great. Or gonna be that. And Earl gonna be great. Because he is. I mean, I don't even have to go down his record. You know what I'm saying? He didn't knock out and beat, for instance, Chris Algieri. Pacquiao fought Algieri and couldn't knock him down or knock him out. Earl fought Algieri and knocked the dude down like 30 times in one round, if that was possible. It seemed like that, at least. Go back and watch the fight. You'll see how Earl was punishing that man. And, you know, of course, Earl, he went over to London and took Carol Brooks' title, brought it back in good fashion. And ever since then, he's been steamrolling through the division. Everybody's scared of him. Don't nobody want to see him. That's the reason why I took my hat off to Mikey for taking that fight, because there was a big chunk he was biting. But if you want to be great, that's what you got to do. A lot of people not giving Mikey enough credit. I gave him credit for that. And I was telling everybody, I said, listen, Mikey's my dude. Mikey a true savage. A real technician. A mechanic. Meaning he'll pick your ass apart in the ring. For real, for real. And anybody step in the ring with Mikey, I'd be like, look, bro, you don't want that against anybody. Except Earl Spence, because he is the truth. So last night, I feel like both of my boys fought each other. The two top dudes I like in the, you know, in the boxing game. Two top dudes, the real truth, Mikey and Spence. They went at it. Both of them gave great effort. Spence dominated the fight the second half of the fight. And that was the case closed. Mikey was just a smaller guy. He wasn't good enough to beat Spence. Spence is the truth. And he said that at the end. I didn't know how Spence was going, what the strategy was going to be. I thought his game plan was good. Should they execute it enough to say they dominated the fight? I think he dominated. So anyways, man, you know, it was a great fight, you know what I'm saying? It was definitely what I expected. I definitely expected Spence to come out with the win. Mikey showed heart. He's still a trooper. He's still a warrior. He should go back down to 140, 135. Go dominate 140, actually. 135, you already mastered that. Let the other, I shouldn't call them bums, but let the mother ones, you know, hold that down. You know, you take 140 over. And then, you know, maybe one day you can do 147, but you jump. You try to aim too high, Mikey, the first time. You should have went after somebody like Jeff Horn. You know, somebody else. Not the top level. Not Thurman's. Not the Sean Porter's. You know, maybe you could have took a Danny Garcia. Or Danny Garcia versus Mikey Garcia. There we go. Something like that. But Spence, Terrence Crawford, nah, bruh. You my dude, Mikey, but nah, bruh. That's what I had to get off my mind, y'all. So I hope y'all having a blessed day, man. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and drink one for me. I'm out.